Philadelphia police are charging NBA star Allen Iverson with assault and carrying a weapon without a license. Last week, the Philadelphia 76ers guard allegedly stormed his way into an apartment with a gun and threatened two men. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Mari Saito reports.
Armed with warrants, Philadelphia police yesterday searched Iverson's suburban Philadelphia mansion and towed away one of his cars as evidence. Shortly after noon, a police officer carried a brown paper bag out of the downtown apartment of Iverson's uncle, Greg. Police Detective Michael Chitwood refused to say what officers had found.
We're looking for evidence.
Police have been looking for the gun Iverson allegedly had tucked into his pants early on the morning of July 3rd. According to the transcript of a 911 call, Iverson reportedly threw his wife out of their suburban Philadelphia home naked. After Tawana Iverson fled, her husband went to a relative's apartment to find her. Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham said what ensued led to the charges.
He and an uncle went to this apartment and allegedly displayed a gun and made some threats, wondering about the whereabouts of his wife.
The DA's office is charging Iverson with 13 felony and misdemeanor counts. If convicted, he could face up to 65 years in prison. In a deal with the police, Iverson is set to turn himself in on Tuesday when his attorney returns from vacation. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson says until then, Iverson must stay home.
If he is seen out in the street or at a party or driving in his car, then he will be arrested.
Police said neither Iverson nor his wife have spoken to them. The two have also made no public comments since the incident. Iverson has had brushes with the law before. He spent 4 months in a Virginia prison after a 1993 bowling alley brawl. That conviction was later overturned. In 1997, police found a gun in a car Iverson was riding in. He pleaded no contest to that weapons charge. Iverson has publicly battled with his coach, Larry Brown. But for now, Brown is backing his star player.
I truly expect him to finish his career here. And, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what these charges mean. The bottom line is he's not guilty, right now. And he's part of our family and he'll always be part of our family. And we're here to support him.
Iverson also has a lifetime contract with Reebok, reported to be as high as $125 million. This week, the sportswear company said it was standing behind its spokesman. Iverson's passionate play on the court and his tough image have made him a huge hit with young people. His number 3 jersey is the NBA's top seller. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Philadelphia.